Oh, it's on. It's recording.
At the bottom of a hill in Indiana, a little bird is perched, the first spring bird that I've seen this time around the sun. I go to the David Brown Technicolor Band concert and get so drunk I fall down on the floor.
Okay. It's a beautiful day in the Gulch. Man, it seems like just yesterday it was leap day, and it's already spring.
Yeah, what happened? It just kind of like, exploded from, yeah, wait, leap day. I was thinking leap day was like at the beginning of February, but it's at the end of February.
Yeah.
But February feels like ages ago.
Yeah, so much has happened in so little time.
Yeah.
All these daffodils.
We got the daffodils from the earth. Popping.
See, and also the lilies.
I accidentally called those tulips the other day.
Yeah.
But I was way off.
Yeah, you don't want to mix that up in front of the wrong florist.
This guy called a daffodil a tulip.
Yeah. That's pretty embarrassing.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, I like how daffodils are just, like, in this neighborhood, there's just random daffodil patches wherever you look. And this neighborhood being McDowell Gardens.
Yeah, McDowell Gardens.
Where they grew the food for the animals at Gentry Brothers Circus.
Yeah, monkeys and elephants used to live on this street.
Yeah, and metaphorical ones still do.
Yep.
Look. They're going to... I'll show you where they're going to... they're supposed to do this mural down here.
Oh, nice. Zach, the Jode is applying to do a mural.
Yeah. This is... It's supposed to be down here. It's going to be on the street.
Yeah, that's sort of like 2020 style graffiti.
Yeah.
Or not graffiti, mural. Is it still a mural if it's on the ground?
According to... the Bloomington Council of
Arts.
What
do you think of that mural on this green sort of garage here? It's just, there's a green garage and then there's seven big darker green dots. Would you call those dots?
Yeah, I would.
They're so big, I feel like weird calling them
yeah,
dots.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Dots. When does a dot become a spot?
See, a dot implies a circular thing, but a spot could be any shape.
I think there's got to be many dots, whereas spot can be just one. I don't think you can have just one dot.
You can have one dot. Oh, yeah. You could definitely
I don't think
one
so.
Dot. Dot your eye? The eye
oh,
has one dot.
Dang, you outwitted me that time.
But the dot also has to be the circular shape, except in, like, maybe on a computer it could be a square.
Yeah.
But, like...
If it's pixelated.
Yeah, but, like...
Hey, what do you think about this guy's lawn sign?
Happy George's Singing Telegrams. Perfect for any occasion. Find us on Facebook, happygeorges.com. That guy looks like he's in, the magnetic sharp and
oh boy,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he looks like a folk musician.
I don't think that's how URL works. Facebook/happygeorges.com.
Yeah, I always see the back. It's usually like the backslash afterwards. But I mean, it must be copy and pasted. But also, they should just use a QR code.
Yeah, this is one of the rare situations where you need a QR code.
Well, also.
Also what?
What do you think his singing telegram is?
Well, how about this? Do you think that's Happy George on the photo?
Absolutely. Well, I assumed it. It looks like an old timey. What is that daguerreotype of a cowboy? What do you think he sings about?
Well, he sings about what you pay him to sing. It's a telegram, right?
That's a good point. So it's more about the style in which it, so it'd be like sort of like a old western. I feel like a singing telegram is sort of a, maybe kind of an old western thing in itself.
It feels old western for some reason.
Or 20th century.
Yeah. Feels like something that, like, if you were on the Pony Express and you were riding a horse, you were a mailman on the Pony Express, you might have singing telegrams in your repertoire. It would make your load lighter.
if you just, like...
You just show up and start yapping.
You just have a bunch of songs memorized.
Yeah.
Or would you have to have a bunch of sheet music where everyone's news is, like, written in song, and then you have to, like, set up a music stand by your horse?
I think being a messenger in the old times would be... I think I'd be good at that job. Especially when they're like, hey, don't shoot the messenger. You have, like, diplomatic immunity if you're a messenger.
Yeah. Like, whoa. Hey, man, like, you stole my car or something like that. I'm going to shoot you. You'd be like, I'm a messenger.
No, it's not really what I had in mind.
It'd give you immunity and everything.
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
Hey, man.
But you can only, I think a messenger is like
a... You made me mad, I'm going to shoot you. Hey, man, don't shoot the messenger. You're a bicycle messenger.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. Maybe.
What do you mean? What are you saying?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Well, I think it matters.
Well.
You're saying...
I assure you it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't. You want to go down this alley? Or
let's go down this alley and then we'll go right.
Okay.
Oh, and how about daylight savings? Has that affected your life?
Yeah. So, like, I actually had an interesting daylight savings experience.
Oh, do tell.
Well, I drove to Nashville, Tennessee. Oh, yeah, on Saturday.
That's a different time zone.
It's 1 hour behind us.
Yeah.
So I gained an hour going there.
Yep.
And then, of course, I stayed out all night drinking. And then at 2 a.m., the clock jumped forward to like 4 a.m. or whatever. And then... So I had, like, not lost or gained any time.
Yeah.
And it was probably, like, the one time of my life where on daylight savings, I neither lost nor gained any time. I just broke even. I think it's kind of a rare occasion.
That seems, yeah. That seems poetic for you.
What about you?
I don't know. You know, I'm discombobulated. It feels later than it really is, I guess. You know, the normal stuff. Hey, look at this. Look at the way that this bloom is emerging.
Oh, it's nice. Nice and purple. And the green part is fuzzy. I like it.
Yeah. This might be the best spring ever.
I've been thinking that.
No,
this
I'm gonna.
This is the best spring ever.
No, I don't think we can. I'm gonna stop trying to make movements happen.
Yeah.
It keeps getting co-opted.
What? It got co-opted?
I'm
did
just
no
playing.
Cussing this. I really wanted Phoebe Bridgers to co-opt No Cussing December.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought Phoebe Bridgers, but.
Because I think she's like the perfect person that is in our. She's. Like, not to be too blasé, but we're only a couple degrees away from Phoebe Bridgers in a few different ways.
And she seems like the type of person that would, like, be, like, ironic. It's like, ooh, it's ironic to not cuss.
Yeah.
And it's, like, not actually, like, it's, like, not actually funny.
Yeah.
So she would think it's funny, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she's a good No Cuss December candidate.
Yeah.
Well, there's always next year. No Cuss December is pretty funny for like a week in November.
Yep. What about this? No cussing Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, that could be good. Just one day? Yeah.
It's one day.
That's good. Yeah, that's good to combine it with jubilance and celebration.
Instead of
like somber self-restraint and goody two-shoes type behavior.
I wonder if anyone has given up cussing for Lent this year.
In the world? I'm sure it happens everywhere. I'm sure plenty of people do that.
When does Lent end? Easter. It ends on Easter.
Lent.
Drop in truth bombs. Lent ends on Easter.
You could set your watch to this podcast.
Yeah. Look at the moon. It looks like a thumbnail.
Yeah. Yes, it does. This is my favorite street.
Yeah, I like this street a lot. What is it called?
This is Madison Street.
Madison. There's cute houses.
Yeah.
It's tucked away. There's not traffic, really. There's nice houses and then just kind of like regular houses. This one, I think, though, looks like an Airbnb. This with the yellow trim.
I think it looks like a hardware store.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of long, like a... It's kind of long and skinny, like a...
It's a cute dog.
Like an old general store. Oh, that is a cute dog.
Oh,
and there's this mysterious swimming pool. There's, like, just, like, a lot that only has a swimming pool.
Yeah, and there's, like, an ominous fence surrounding the swimming pool. That is pretty... Yeah, this is another reason I like this street, is all the mysteries. Because you got, the fantastic garden coming up on our right.
Oh, yeah, a lot that is really just a fantastic garden.
Or it's called, like, animal fiction or something.
It's called animal fiction?
Yeah, there's a sign in there that says, like, mammal stories or mystery zoo or something.
That's great. I feel like there needs to be, like, more, like, just stuff like gardens and areas with cute names. I used to call...
Yeah, here. Look at this. Animal fantasies.
Whoa. I never noticed that. I've walked past here so many times. That's pretty cool. It almost looks like a headstone. Do you think that's a pet cemetery?
That hasn't crossed my mind before. Oh, and did you get the sculptures too?
Yeah, there's like a lion.
I think what's your deepest animal fantasy? It kind of seems like a carnal desire.
It's too close to the street to be doing anything like that.
Yeah.
Like, you can see it over here. Is that a frog over there? Nice, that's cool.
It's like a statue of a big white toad. Oh.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, there goes the bunny.
Yeah, is that area just like, is that a park? Or is that somebody's yard?
I think it's somebody's yard or somebody's lot, or it's like... I'm half making this up, and I half think it's true. I think somebody who owns it is like an arborist, and that's their arborist pet project. Tree garden.
There's another.
You want to look at that?
Is that an alley or is that somebody's parking lot? If it's an alley, I'm cool with walking down it, but if it's somebody's parking lot, I feel kind of weird. Or a driveway.
Well, I guess, looks more like a driveway than an alley to me.
I'm going to respect their privacy, but there's more sculptures there that look pretty cool. Look, that place has a barrel outside.
Must be a sauna. Wow, that's interesting.
A giant barrel.
That would be cool, to go in a sauna inside of a giant barrel.
Yeah, I kind of think, like, that's, like, one of my ultimate, one of my ultimate dreams
fantasies
in life is to have a sauna in my house.
Yeah.
My friend Matt Puro had a sauna in his house growing up, and we would go chill in there. And it was one of those things where you, like, don't realize how cool it is because you're, like 15 years old or, like, 12 years old or something like that.
Yeah.
You just think that people just have saunas in their house. So it's, like, it was, like, we would, like, hang out in there and, like, pour water all over the rocks, even though we weren't supposed to pour water on the rocks. And
I thought you were supposed to pour water on the rocks. I thought that's how you got the steam going.
You're supposed to do it in a wet sauna, but not in a dry sauna, which this was a dry sauna. I'm not really sure how big of a deal it was, but it definitely...
Whoa, I thought that dog statue was real for a second.
Oh, this huge dog statue. Looks like a deer or something.
I bet it probably scares away deer.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever walked this far down this road. Oh, wait, no, I think Grant used to live down here. Look, this fence looks like brand new.
Yeah. Yep. Oh man,
I like how this bird sounds. At least,
yeah,
this at least bird sounds.
Yeah, there's, you're always looking on the bright side.
Yep. My old landlord Stormy used to paint all of his houses with the green trim and white siding.
Mm-hmm.
And this one has that, so I just assume Stormy owns it.
My old landlord.
But I don't think... Do you think he owns that one? It doesn't... The color of the green isn't quite the same.
Yeah, I don't think so.
A little bit lighter.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't think he owns that one. Just something in my gut says he doesn't. Yes, the first robin of spring. The first of many.
The first of many robins of spring. Of many springs, hopefully. Yeah, I was trying to say something in my poem about like a magical hill in Indiana.
Yeah.
It didn't really work out.
Yeah, I was intrigued by the way you positioned us at a hill, but yeah, maybe we could push the magicalness of the hill more. Maybe when we workshop your poem later.
Yeah. Well, we're kind of like on a hill right here by the side of the road.
Yeah, but it's doesn't feel like a magical hill to me. Not too much magic happens by the side of the road, historically.
That, I disagree.
Okay.
I think that, you know, the side of the road implies maybe you're on a journey, you're walking somewhere, on a quest, maybe. Maybe the side of the road you would find a treasure, like a coin, or maybe like a baggie of something, or maybe a bag of coins. Or a golden magic bean.
I guess you're speaking in the realm of imagination, but in your own experience, how much magic have you found on the side of the road?
It's generally pretty depressing to like walk on a road like this. Sort of like a kind of busy road.
Right.
Well, I always wanted to record an episode on the side of the road so we'd get, like, a lot of car sounds. Like, just a ton of car sounds.
Well, you kind of manifested it, Alex.
Yeah. Should we continue over here?
Yeah, we should go this way.
I think if we go up this way, like, up Patterson, we can get a ton of car sounds.
We should check out Patterson because there's some stuff I've been meaning to check out.
Nice.
Along Patterson.
Well, I feel like, remember when we were on that walk with Brian and we walked 20 miles to Gosport Tavern?
Yeah.
That was pretty magical. And we were on the side of the road the entire time. And that was a magical day.
Yeah, but we weren't. Yeah, but that wasn't the same. Like,
and honestly, I did find a little weird treasure. I found like a thing I thought was a quarter. But it wasn't a quarter. It had like the imprint of a rose on it. And it was outside of this ranch called like Lady Ranch or something. And I remember we were walking past it and I was thinking like, that ranch looks great. And it had like a cute, like old pickup truck, the kind that's like smaller and not, you know, like a 90s pickup truck that was like in really good shape. I was like, I bet there's just like a bunch of sexy cowgirls that live on that Lady Ranch. And then I found this little coin outside with a rose on it.
That's interesting. I don't remember that happening. And I was there the whole time.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe there's some magic on the side of that road. There's also a lot of mundanity. And sometimes there's magic in the mundane.
That's true.
You just have to, you have to be a magician to be able to
recognize it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's, well, that's like what we were talking about last time about synchronicity. Saying like, oh, we're all just continuing. All these humans are like rivers just flowing through their usual route. If you want to find a human that you know, you just got to know their route like a river. And you were saying that like you could view that as like something mundane,
mm-hmm.
or the overlap could be synchronous or coincidental, which can take a depressing thing and flip it and turn it special.
I've never really noticed this building.
I've never seen that either. Like, what is that?
Should we try to take a look at it?
Yep.
It's probably just like Cook corporate office or something, but it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Wait,
like,
wait.
Oh man. Okay. Yeah, we wait. I was gonna jog across. Indiana Members Credit Union?
Yeah, I've seen that.
I've never seen that before.
I got excited because I thought it was my bank. I bank with Indiana Union.
Indiana Credit Union.
Yeah.
They started a community, right? Or what did they do? They built a community? They started a credit union, but they accidentally started a community.
They started a credit union. They created a community.
Created a community.
All right.
Look at this fake rock.
Wait, hold on. We gotta look at what this sign says. Oh, it's the Social Security Administration. I was worried it was Security Administration, and if we mess with that fake rock, we'd get shot by a security guard. We can look at it now.
Well.
Hey, this is a pretty nice Social Security Administration building.
Yeah, it looks, looking in there, it has a checkered floor like in Terminator 2, and it looks like the DMV.
We should get jobs here.
Honestly, I bet there would be, it'd be probably like pretty good benefits, maybe. Because it'd be like a government job, right?
Right, and you're administrating Social Security all day, you might as well skim a little off the top. No one's going to notice.
Yeah, exactly. I would feel very secure socially.
Yeah.
If I was employed by them, hopefully. Look at this. You see the gun sign, the no guns?
Yeah.
There's also a clip. Do you see the clip?
Yeah.
It's like no, it's like
no guns or bullets.
Yeah, it's like a pistol, but it, here, I want to take a picture of that.
Okay.
It's funny. Because it's, I've only seen like the gun crossed out, but like this is like, it's like kind of implied that if there's a gun, there's gonna be a clip or like a handgun.
Wait, that's not a clip.
Oh, it's a knife.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah, like from a distance it looks like a clip, but up close it's
the way you keep saying clip.
What?
Like you're a gangster.
No, I mean, that's just like, you learn it from watching movies. When you watch more movies, you'll
I know.
Or if you listen to more rap music, you'll know.
I know how to use the word.
Look over here at this fake rock.
Yeah. What do you think's underneath it? Maybe some kind of like fire hydrant type thing?
It's pretty funny. Here, get the...
It's like interesting to have like a fake rock that is this like obviously fake. It looks stupider than like whatever they could possibly be covering up.
Yeah. Well, why don't you? Yeah. Let's see what's underneath.
We need to take a picture of that.
Yeah.
Dude, that's pretty funny. It's not even like passing down at all.
Nice.
I kind of want to steal this big rock. I'm not going to steal it.
Well, I hope we don't get indicted for any federal crimes.
I'm not going to steal a fake rock from the government.
Even though our taxes paid for that fake rock.
It's stupid fake.
I think they put the fake rock there because it'd be really easy to shut off their water supply otherwise. Because it looked really easy to shut off their water supply.
Well, if we ever...
That exposed piping.
If they ever, like, revoke my social security card, I know how to, like, get back at them.
Yeah.
Or what else do they do? Besides, like, give you a social security card after you lose it.
I think they give you social security if you're an old person.
Oh, it's like a bank for the elderly.
Yeah. Or if you qualify for social security.
So do you think, like, maybe, like, a granny complained about that being ugly? So they're like, all right, we'll put a fake rock over there.
Could be, yeah.
Some
busybody granny. Let's,
busybodied granny.
Dude, I want to check out these benches over here.
Oh, whoa, I've never seen those benches. Now, this is definitely, like, a park, but, like, what? Why here?
I think maybe Cook, or Catalan across the street owns this land, and, the employees... Maybe used to come out here for smoke breaks or something.
Oh yeah, maybe they can't smoke on the premises or something. It looks like there used to be a sign right here. Also, these benches are so close together. Why are they so close together?
Yeah, it's pretty weird. I guess to promote conversation.
Yeah, it's like imagine a stranger sitting on this bench. And then, or you're sitting on this bench, and then I'm a stranger, and I come up, and I sit right here.
Yeah.
And look directly into your eyes. Like, how, we're like a foot away from each other. Like, our knees are probably like a foot away from each other, and our heads are probably like a yard away from each other.
Yeah.
And our feet are about 5 inches
away
from each
other. What do you think that thing is on the ground?
It's a turtle shell upside down.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
Should I grab it?
Yeah.
All right.
This would be a good helmet for a baby.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. Or a monkey.
Yeah. Or a baby monkey. Yeah. Maybe like a baby gorilla, a baby chimpanzee, yeah.
It's like kind of like a really whitewashed shell, like it's sun bleached. I wonder why it's just chilling under the tree like a bowl. Like it's also next to like a little...
Maybe a shaman was eating cereal out of it.
Honestly, yeah. It's right next to like this Christmas tree branch, like a synthetic Christmas tree branch.
That shaman was eating pine cones out of it.
But like that thing right there looks like nerd's rope, but I think it's a shoestring. But I think it's interesting to see the fake evergreen branch underneath the real evergreen branch.
Yeah.
Should I go get it?
Yeah.
So this looks like a Christmas decoration, like a tiny Christmas tree that would maybe sit on like a desk in an, maybe in the Social Security office, and maybe they threw it over here.
I feel like this, the theme of this episode, or at least for the past 10 minutes, is about sussing out the difference between the real and the fake. We have, like, you know, we have this fake Christmas tree underneath a real pine tree. We were looking at that fake rock. And then we and then we have this signpost with no sign. I think that's something intelligent people talk about, is like signifiers, that empty signifiers, semiotics, right?
Yeah.
Or like, you know, the simulation and the simulacra.
Yeah, like, so what is the signpost without a sign say to you about the real versus the fake? Like, what is your thesis?
Like, there's no literal meaning communicated by the signpost, but it's like we know by its structure that it is meant to communicate information, but because there's no sign, there's nothing to be communicated besides the, like, besides that nothing is being communicated. That's the only thing that's being communicated.
That's really beautiful.
And that rock, like, it was so fake. Like, it was even more, it was actually more real than a real rock.
It was on all these real rocks, and we didn't even see the real rocks.
Yeah.
It was more real to us. What if I put the turtle shell on top of the signpost? Like this.
I think that's really good.
What do you think?
I think that was a really good, playful instinct.
It still says nothing.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's sort of...
It kind of says, I am here. I think it's a pretty powerful statement to put a turtle shell
on the
signpost. Yeah.
It's sort of saying, like, it's like kind of like reclaiming this as like a nature spot or something. Or like saying, here, this is a real turtle, and we're in this sort of like kind of industrial area. We're kind of saying, like, the real is here. Alongside. Alongside all the, I think really it just makes this spot seem like a lot weirder.
Yeah, the spot is already really weird.
It seems like if like there was gonna be like a portal entrance to like the Black Lodge in Bloomington,
it would be here.
Maybe right here. It'd be a place that, like, if you described it, no one would know what you were talking about.
Yeah.
But if you knew how to find it, it would be just so easy to find it. And it has a mysterious energy. Yeah. Well, should we walk?
We can head this way.
It says adopt the river, and the DNR on the DNR sign says it's kind of like a gradient of like orange to blue. I think that's a pretty cool sign. Like, the design is pleasing to me.
Yeah.
I like the... it's not a gradient. It's just orange, green, and blue stripe. But then there's this great blue heron.
Yeah, but where's the river?
It's like... I always thought this was a bridge. Like, right here. Going, like, from on Patterson. Like, going up.
Oh, whoa.
I just bonked my knee on
oh,
the railing.
Oh, you bonked it. Okay. I thought, like, you just couldn't lift your legs very well. I'm glad you bonked your knee.
Well, I bonked my knee because I couldn't lift my legs.
Oh, here's the river.
Oh, yeah, there it is. What river is that? The Jordan River?
I don't know.
It's weird that we don't know what river that is.
Well, I feel like, you know, we're being generous with the word river.
Yeah, it's a creek at best. At best, it's probably like a man-made stream for a drainage.
Some kind of drainage thing. At least it's flowing into the chemical processing facility, not out of it.
Where do you think it flows to? Like Lake Monroe?
The ocean.
The ocean.
Yeah.
People treat the ocean like it's a big waste basket.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Look, there's more of those weird benches.
I wonder if the benches are part of this trail, maybe. Like, what is this sidewalk? Like, see, over there is sidewalk because it's white and it has the squares, white squares. But we're walking on this
paved,
black
paved that's
tarmac.
That's a really...
And it's the same side.
That's a really potent distinction, that a sidewalk has those cement squares, but a trail is like that contiguous asphalt.
Yeah, continuous asphalt, like the asphalt you played on in the playground.
Yeah.
Look, these benches are also really close to each other, where there may as well only be one bench.
Right.
Unless you're with a group of like six people. Because it'd be really awkward to sit that close to a stranger. And it's also by this really big rock.
Yeah, the rock's fascinating.
Where did that rock come from, I wonder? What do you think?
I think it just emerged from the ground.
Yeah, go stand by the rock. I like how we sort of uncovered it, sort of like a hidden park we were unaware of.
Yeah.
Right in our own backyard.
Yeah, I know. We thought we were going to, we found magic by the side of the road.
I thought I knew about all the parks.
I don't think this is a park, even still.
No, I think that's the distinction.
Yeah.
Is like this area right here is not a park, but whatever trail we're on, the trail is a park. The beeline, like, trail is a park. I don't know, this isn't the beeline, but this trail probably has a name.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to know the name of this trail. That would be very compelling. I'm not uh-huh. kidding.
Uh-huh.
I'm serious.
It's probably Patterson Head.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Oh, it's the
Oh, it's the Allen Covenator Greenway.
No, because
it begins right here.
Yeah.
What is it? One time the Chode's truck broke down right at this intersection at Patterson and Allen.
Yeah.
And I had to push it, and then I pushed it over here. And, like, I pushed it over the speed bump.
Yeah.
And I was trying to push it up this hill right here. Speaking of hill.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't do it. I wasn't strong enough. And then guess what?
What? It started to work?
No, a really nice, really big man pulled over. His girlfriend pulled over, and he got out of the car. And he helped me push the truck up the hill. And then he was able then to coast down to his house and or something like that. But this giant guy got out and he helped me push the truck up this hill, and I never saw him again.
He was like Samoan or something, or like Hawaiian or something. I forget what his name was.
Well, dusk has fallen on us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think we've gotten better at this?
I think in some ways.
Yeah.
And then, but also I think in other ways, not really.
Yeah.
What? How do you feel about it? Do you think we've gotten better at it?
I don't have a definitive answer. That's why I was asking. I guess I can't say yes. I can't give an enthusiastic yes. Maybe we can question what even is better.
Well, that's, yeah, that's the issue. Is like, I feel like I've always just like walked around and then like looked for stuff to look at.
Yeah.
So in a way, it's kind of like, given that sort of thing kind of like more of a purpose, which is nice.
Yeah.
Now, have we become funnier and more interesting? I don't know. But we have grown a lot. You just grow inevitably in life.
Yeah.
So
we don't have jobs. We used to have jobs where we could just, like, go do stuff at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
On a Thursday.
Yeah. Now we both have full-time jobs.
Yeah.
And also, well, one thing I think is, like, I feel like I've sort of, like, explored. I feel like I've sort of, like, explored this town that I've lived in forever. Like, in a different way, on a much deeper level.
Yeah.
Like,
as a result of doing this?
Yeah, I know, like, my way around and the ins and outs of the areas and stuff. And, like, all the parks and stuff. Like, a lot better than I did before. I learned a lot of places that I didn't even know were there. For instance, like, today. But, like, am I going to go have a picnic at that park?
No, it's unpleasant to be at.
It's really unpleasant to be at. Maybe ironically sometime. Like if I want to play a prank on somebody. Invite them to a picnic and then take them to this really unpleasant place. That wouldn't even be a good prank.
No, though. It'd be a bad prank. Because you would be like wasting your own time as
theirs.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least we got our steps in.
Yeah. I'm getting a little winded walking up this hill. Now this is a hill. What street is this?
I always forget this cross street, to be honest. We'll see.
We'll see.
It's Fairview.
Huh. That's a good name for a street with on a hill.
Yeah. How's the view up there?
Fair.
Well,
yeah.
Any final thoughts?
Just, I'm happy that it's spring, and, yeah. I don't know, do you have any final thoughts?
No, I don't. I don't think, I'll never have a final thought.
That's a really good point.